The scriptures tell us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, John 3 and verse 16. And while we were yet weak, in due season, Christ died for the ungodly. God commendeth his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans chapter 5, verse 6 and verse 8. To this principle, the Apostle Paul wrote, "For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, that they that live should no longer live unto themselves, but unto him who for their sake died and rose again." 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 14. The love of Christ that Paul spoke of said it constraineth us, literally preoccupied or compelled him to preach the gospel. When comparing our day and age with that of godly men of the scriptures, it appears that our day and age reflects more the mind of Belshazzar, of whom it was said, "Thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting," Daniel 5:27, than the mind of the Apostle Paul, who said, "Howbeit, what things were gained to me, these have I counted loss for Christ," Philippians 3 and verse 7. In the 36th Psalm, David said, "The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart, there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes, that his iniquity will not be found out and be hated." Psalm 36, 1 and 2. If the wicked really believe that God will bring every work into judgment with every hidden thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil, Ecclesiastes 12, 14, it would cause the wicked to imitate the demons that believe and shudder, as James said in James 2:19, more than the man who hath no fear of God before his eyes. Oftentimes, individuals appeal to the difference in our day and age for justifications to do evil. The Word of God, however, affirms that it is living and active, Hebrews 4:12. When Israel sinned during the time of Jeremiah, they were not encouraged to view obedience from an our day and age point of view. They were told, "Stand ye in the way and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls," Jeremiah 6:16. One beauty of the Word of God is that it does not change with the passing of time. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of Jehovah, saying, "I, Jehovah, change not," Malachi 3 and verse 6.